From WBUR in Boston, I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and this is a special statewide edition of Radio Boston.
And we'll have more on the storms that hit western and central Massachusetts coming up later in the show. But first, moving on to the world of national politics and the other big story we're following today. In New Hampshire, Mitt Romney ended months of exploring and made it official.
We know we can bring this country back. I'm Mitt Romney. I believe in America. And I'm running for president of the United States.
Romney made the announcement that he's now a candidate for the White House earlier this afternoon on a farm in southern New Hampshire, home to the all-important first-in-the-nation primary. And joining us now from just outside of Stratham is our Stratham, New Hampshire, is our own Adam Ragusa. And Adam, good to have you. It must have been a beautiful day up there and a great setting for a bit of political theater. Set the scene for us.
Well, Anthony, let's just say that I think that this farm put out tractors and bales of hay where they normally do not keep tractors and bales of hay. Everything about this event was designed to communicate this is not 2008 Mitt Romney. This is not the posh wooden venture capitalist with a big house in Belmont. Today, Romney comes out of the farmhouse, no jacket, no tie. He stops first to serve some chili, his wife Anne's recipe. I had some. I don't think there were any actual chilies in that chili. But anyway, from there, it's like proceeding through the stations of the cross. He walks around the farm field. He talks to a child. He talks to a veteran. He visits a hot dog stand. He signs a book, and then he takes the podium.
Right. And give us a sense of what Romney said and the case he laid out for his presidential campaign.
He said 3 years ago, Americans did something very American. We took a chance on the new guy, President Obama, someone who didn't have much of a record, a guy at that point next to me muttered, someone who wasn't even born in America.
Oh boy.
And then Romney turned the corner and said, Obama has blown that chance. He has failed the American people. Here's what he said.
When he took office, the economy was in recession, and he made it worse, and he made it last longer. 3 years later, over 16 million Americans are out of work or just quit looking for jobs. Millions more are unemployed. 3 years later, unemployment is still above 8%, and that was the figure he said his stimulus would keep from happening. 3 years later, foreclosures are still at record levels. 3 years later, the prices of homes continue to fall.
So, Adam, clearly Romney's attacks on President Obama will be the centerpiece of his campaign. On the other hand, he's going to face some tough questions from his critics. And I guess chief among those questions, why he signed into law the Massachusetts health care reform, which provided the model for the federal law that President Obama signed into law. What did he say about that today?
Well, that's right. You know, he said as president, he would repeal what he called Obamacare. But as you say, Anthony, if he's going to say that, he has to address Massachusetts health care reform again. And he got into it in kind of a slick way. He talked about how when he first became governor, he ordered a top to bottom review of state spending, which then segued into this. Let's listen.
I also found the state was giving over $1 billion away in free health care, much of it to people who could have paid something but were just gaming the system. You won't be surprised that a lot of Democrats thought we should give them even more. I took on this problem and hammered out a solution that took a bad situation and made it better. Not perfect, but it was a state solution to our state's problem.
And I'll tell you, Anthony, there was quite a moment of hesitation there as the crowd was unsure how or if they wanted to applaud that line. He had a couple of applause lines that fell kind of flat. In another one, he said, I'll be a president who understands the 10th Amendment. And everyone around me just said, which one's the 10th Amendment? And all the guys pulled out their iPhones to look it up. And 5 minutes later, I hear one of them say, oh, states' rights.
All right. Adam, by kicking off his campaign in New Hampshire, Romney's making it pretty clear that winning New Hampshire is key to his chances of success. And give us a sense of who was there and what they were saying about him. I mean, what else? You gave us some examples, but what else did you hear there on the ground?
Sure. Well, a lot of state legislators there, I'll tell you. Of course, you know, 99% of New Hampshire also sits in the New Hampshire state legislature. But seriously, I talked to, you know, four or five regular folks, a couple of veterans, a couple of retired folks, and they all said the same thing without me even prompting it. And this is kind of remarkable. They all said some variation of, I love Sarah Palin. I'm so excited she's going to be here tonight, but she can't win. She's not up to it. Romney's got the muscle. Romney's my man.
Interesting. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa reporting from just outside of Stratham, New Hampshire, where Mitt Romney announced earlier this afternoon that he is a candidate to be president of the United States. Adam, thanks so much.
You bet, Anthony.
So with Romney's announcement today, the shape of the Republican presidential field is beginning to take shape. At this point, Romney is the presumed front runner, although the New Hampshire primary is still a long way off, some 7 or 8 months away. For an update on the state of the race, we checked in with Andrew Smith, who watched Romney's announcement today in Stratham. Smith directs the Survey Center at the University of New Hampshire. So, Andrew Smith, Mitt Romney is getting front runner billing, but put that in perspective for us and tell us what your polling is saying about voter preferences in New Hampshire.
We've been polling on this race since February of 2009, and throughout that period, Mitt Romney has been by far the front runner among Republicans in New Hampshire. He currently stands at 32% in our most recent poll, but his nearest competitor, Ron Paul, is at 9%.
What does your polling say, though, about how many folks have made up their mind? In other words, how real is that number?
Well, that is definitely the most important question. Voters in New Hampshire are nowhere near making up their minds. Our most recent poll said that 87% of Republicans have no idea who they're going to end up voting for. And in my view, voters really haven't even started to pay attention to this race yet. Romney has the advantage largely because he's the best known of all of the Republican candidates. He has a really high favorability rating, so people here like him. But it's a long, long time before voters are really going to even be thinking about who they end up voting for.
Mm. Well, we just heard from Adam Ragusa reporting on Romney's announcement today. You were there. What did he need to accomplish today, and do you think he did it?
Well, I think what he needed to do is to speak to the American people, not so much New Hampshire. And I think this was more of a national event than it was something to appeal directly to voters in New Hampshire. So I think he was able to make his points that are going to be critical to his campaign. And most importantly, he took on the health care issue head on. It's going to be tough for him to do that. He's got to come up with a 1 to 2 minute answer for that question, because he's going to hear it from people throughout the campaign, and the other candidates in this campaign are certainly going to attack him about that.
Hmm. So by kicking off his candidacy in New Hampshire, Andy, he's making it pretty clear that he needs to win New Hampshire. He failed to do that the last time. Hillary Clinton won in 2008. What was the lesson from 2008?
Well, I think the lesson is that you have to be who you are. Voters in New Hampshire liked him in 2008, and I think they like him in the 2012 go-round, largely because he has a reputation of being a moderate northeastern Republican. And the Republican voters in New Hampshire are moderate northeastern Republicans, so he fits in well with those kind of voters. What he did in 2007 was to go out and campaign heavily in Iowa, thinking that if he wins Iowa, then he can win New Hampshire and win the nomination straight out. But the problem was, it's a very, very different electorate in Iowa. If he sticks to the kind of voters that he has in New Hampshire and sticks with the message that would appeal to voters in New Hampshire, I think he would have won in 2008, and I think he could win in 2012 by sticking to that.
Now, we've heard a lot, speaking of the New Hampshire voters and how they may or may not be changing, we've heard a lot about the Tea Party insurgency in New Hampshire. To what extent will that influence the Republican primary in New Hampshire and the strategy of presidential hopefuls like Romney?
I think we'll have almost no impact. The Tea Party will have almost no impact on which candidate wins New Hampshire. The thing that's critical about the New Hampshire primary compared with other states is that turnout here is so much higher than any other state presidential primary. That means you're not getting activists making up the electorate. You're getting rank and file voters, people who don't pay that much attention to politics, that are less ideological. And those are the kind of voters that are going to be much more appealing, that Mitt Romney is going to be more appealing to. The active Tea Party members make up less than 1% of the state of New Hampshire, and only 2 to 3% of Republican primary voters. It's a very, very small number of people that are the true Tea Party folks that may not like Mitt Romney.
Finally, Andy, Romney joins a group of announced candidates, including Herman Cain, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, Tim Pawlenty. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum will announce on Monday. Sarah Palin, who's in Boston today, may or may not jump into the race. There's former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who might be a candidate. Who among all of these announced and unannounced represents a viable challenge to Romney?
Well, I think his strongest challenge is likely to come from Rudy Giuliani, who I think is probably going to run. Giuliani, again, fits in well with New Hampshire voters, seen as a moderate northeastern Republican, not particularly concerned about social issues, and I think that flies very well with New Hampshire voters. Sarah Palin is going to be in New Hampshire today, actually, but I don't think she's going to have the same sort of appeal. The candidates that are trying to be socially conservative or have a more socially conservative message may do well in Iowa, they may do well in South Carolina, but they're not going to do well in New Hampshire because New Hampshire voters, by and large, are not socially conservative.
Well, Andrew Smith, thanks so much for helping us out today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
That's Andrew Smith. He's professor of political science at the University of New Hampshire and director of the UNH Survey Center. He was speaking to us from Stratham, New Hampshire. And coming up, we'll have more about recovery efforts following those storms in central and western Massachusetts, including a report from the hard-hit town of Munson. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is a special statewide edition of Radio Boston.